This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Sir Sidney McSprocket's inspiring inventions in partnership with Weir Group.
The year is 1899. Victorian Britain. The place, Sir Sidney McSprocket's workshop, Edinburgh, Scotland. The time, just before 11s.
Oh, hello. Come in, sit yourself in. I'm just putting the finishing touches to my brilliant new invention. My superior sausage-spinning fork. Just adjusting the tension on the flywheel. Oh, now that wasn't supposed to happen anyway. Not to worry, I'll sort that out later. Welcome, one and all, to another inspiring inventions. Thanks. Today we'll be travelling through history to find out about batteries. Handy wee things that give you power in the palm of your hand. Ouch! So, with the help of my own finest invention, the patented future scrutineer, let's find out how it all started. I've just got to start the bellows. Oh, is it me or is it hot in here? Goodness, this works up a sweat. Right, I'll just program in the details. Batteries. Tell us all about them.
You can't have a battery without electricity. Over 2,000 years ago, the ancient Greeks noticed that if they rubbed pieces of amber on cloth, the amber would attract little particles. This was one of the first experiments demonstrating how static electricity could be generated.
And if you rub a balloon on your jumper and hold it near your hair, you'll see what static electricity looks like in action. Don't rub too hard, though.
For many centuries, scientists have wanted to capture electricity. But they failed until the mid-1700s, when a German invented the Leyden jar. These were large glass bottles with metal foil coatings and electrodes that could hold an electric charge. Jars were often placed in rows to increase their storage ability and became known as batteries, from the term used to describe lines of soldiers. The jars were used for decades in scientific experiments, but being large, heavy, and also very fragile, they weren't very convenient. However, chemistry soon provided scientists with new ways to generate and store electricity.
Oh, I love a good chemistry experiment. Get the test tubes out and get mixing.
If you mix certain chemicals together, an electric charge is created. The Italian Alessandro Volta experimented with chemicals and in 1800, using bits of zinc, copper and salty water, came up with an early version of a compact battery. Volta also gave us the electrical term voltage. The most common type of battery, the sort used in toys and gadgets, is known as the alkaline storage battery and was invented in 1901 by American Thomas Edison.
So, all that is very interesting. But what about when they run out?
Most batteries are simply thrown away when used up, but because they take a long time to biodegrade, as much as 100 years, and the chemicals inside aren't good for the environment, a solution needs to be found. The rechargeable battery. There's not much different with ordinary batteries, just that rechargeable uses electricity to reverse the chemical reaction inside the battery. To reverse the chemical reaction inside the battery, so it can be used again. The first rechargeable battery was invented in 1859 by the French physician Gaston Plante, using lead, which is heavy and expensive, but still used for car batteries. Lithium, nickel, and cadmium were found to be more efficient, and in 1947, George Newman succeeded in creating a cheaper and smaller rechargeable battery. By the start of the 21st century, batteries come in many sizes, from miniature cells used to power hearing aids and wristwatches, rechargeable batteries for mobile games consoles and phones, to enormous battery banks the size of rooms that provide standby power for big factories.
Och, there's a rumbly and my tumbly. All this scrutineering makes me hungry. Time for a tea cake. Thanks for joining me. Drop by again soon, won't you?
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Inspiring Inventions is produced by Fun Kids in partnership with Weir Group, creating excellent engineering solutions.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.